Golden Week was a golden egg for Macau's casinos. This year's Golden Week celebration has been a boon for Macau's gaming properties. The inbound traffic has been better than expected, leading analysts to upgrade their previous forecasts for casino revenue. Macau casinos catch a break. JP Morgan Securities, Asia Pacific Limited revealed that Macau's casino revenue for the initial 8 days of October is estimated to be around 6.65 billion Macanese Patacas, 824.5 million United States dollars. This implies a daily average of approximately 830 million Macanese Patacas, 102.92 million United States dollars, according to a report by analysts on Monday. Comparing the daily figure at the start of the month, the result is almost 29% greater than the average daily gross gaming revenue, GGR, of approximately 645 million Macanese Patacas, 79.98 million United States dollars, over the May Golden Week, which is usually associated with Labor Day. The Chinese authorities designated this year's Golden Week to span from September 29, a Friday, until October 6, the following Friday, making it an 8-day holiday. During the Mid-Autumn Festival and the Chinese National Day Festival, Macau experienced a noticeable decline in its pace as the days progressed. The overall GGR of the casinos in Macau reached more than 930 million Macanese Patacas, 115.32 million United States dollars, from October 1 to 6. However, the following 2 days, October 7 and 8, witnessed a rather modest daily income of 500 million Macanese Patacas, 62 million United States dollars, according to the JP Morgan analysts. The numbers from October 1 to 6 indicate approximately an 80% rebound in the overall GGR compared to the Golden Week holiday of 2019, during which the total reached 1.16 billion Macanese Patacas, 143.84 million United States dollars. This indicates a significant improvement over the 70% recovery of Macau GGR in the third quarter of 2023. Inbound tourism achieves new heights. The Macau Government Tourism Office reported that there were 932,365 arrivals from September 29 to October 6. This included a single-day high of 158,726 on Saturday, September 30. The MGTO added that this is the highest single-day figure since COVID-19 forced changes to the region in 2020. Over 76% of the visitors, 709,079, were from mainland China. Another 18.4%, 171,672, came from Hong Kong. International visitors, arriving from a number of different countries, accounted for 4.4%, 40,931, of the total. Lastly, Taiwan arrivals registered 1.1%, or 10,683, of the total. The results have not only JP Morgan analysts becoming more optimistic, but those with Fitch ratings, as well. It released a new update on Tuesday indicating that Macau's economy could rebound by up to 65% this year. This is over 19% greater than the estimate it provided earlier this year.